And now we'd like to hear from you. If you are Muslim, have you scaled back any of your charitable donations? And why? Are you reluctant to donate to certain organizations because of fear of scrutiny? To tell us your story, you can visit our blog at npr.org/tellmemore, or you can call our comment line at 202-842-3522. That number again is 202-842-3522. And now it's time for Back Talk, where we lift the curtain on what's happening in the Tell Me More blogosphere and get to hear from you, our listeners. Lee Hill, our digital media guy, is here with me. Hey, Lee.
Hey, Michelle. Now, the staff is always telling you how much we dig your commentaries.
Why, thank you.
Judging by the feedback we've been getting, so do the listeners. Now, we started the week with your thoughts about this elitist tag some members of the GOP give Obama and what that might say to kids of color striving for achievement. Let's take a listen.
Criticize Obama's politics if you want. Say he's too liberal, his ideas won't work, he's too young. But spare me the elitist rap. The kids in my neighborhood are listening, and I want for them what I, Obama, Giuliani, and John McCain and the crew already have, an education.
And here's what Louise had to say. I'm the mother of a biracial young man whom I raised alone, and I was also a community organizer and activist. We started out quite poor, but I got us both through college. We are now both professionals and doing well. I see much to identify with and have felt some sense of hope and affirmation in watching Barack Obama over the last few months.
Thank you, Louise. Lee, anything else?
Yes, Michelle. The next day you followed up with another commentary, this time taking on the Democrats' reaction to Sarah Palin. Let's take a listen.
Rather than take her ideology seriously, her record seriously, her obvious gifts as a politician seriously, they see a girl and a mommy to boot. So how could they possibly get tough about her ideas about governance, her experience, or ask whether her politics are actually in step with mainstream Americans? Lee, not everybody agreed with me, which is a good thing, I think. Here's a note from Sonia. She's from Alaska. She thinks Republicans are the ones really looking down on Palin. She writes, had she been a male, she would not have even been in contention for this slot because she would have lacked the necessary credentials to compete. So who's being sexist? Democrats who seek to know the truth about this little-known person, or Republicans who are seeking to hide the fact that she falls dramatically short in experience? Thank you, Sonia. Lee, this week we also covered the recent hurricanes that ravaged the Gulf Coast and parts of the Caribbean. We received a note from Heidi, who is in Houston, where Hurricane Ike struck. And Heidi's joining us now. Hello, Heidi. How are you?
Hello. I'm doing pretty well.
Now, I know you've been without power since the storm. Do you still don't have power?
Still don't have power. And as a matter of fact, the prediction for us to come back up online is after Monday the 22nd.
Now, I know you have a six-year-old, and I'm thinking about laundry, and I'm thinking about making food and all that. How are you handling all that?
It's pretty tough. The laundry is definitely piling up. We're running low. It's hard to keep a six-year-old entertained without power. He doesn't do too much of TV watching, but you know, the homework becomes an issue. We need flashlights for everything, and it's been pretty tough, actually.
Yeah, you sound a little tired, I have to tell you. Are you at least squeezing any naps in there because you don't have lights?
Yeah, actually, we went to bed pretty early. That's been the evening event. Is, you know, right after we get something to eat, we just kind of head to bed.
Well, we sure appreciate your writing to us. I know you said in your post to the blog that you recognize that it could have been worse, but we sure do appreciate your checking in, and good luck. Good luck with all that.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Heidi.
All right.
Thank you, Lee.
Thank you, Michelle.
Remember to tell us more about what's happening in your world. Call our comment line at 202-842-3522, or you can go to the Tell Me More page at npr.org and blog it out.